Nigeria, Info, Lagos, how are you today? How are you? There's no need to rush, okay? There's no need to rush to go and withdraw the money. Nah, there's no need. Don't worry. You know, this new policy would not start until January 9, so it's okay. Just keep it calm. For those tuning in for the very first time, you're welcome. This is where the biggest conversation, you know, happens every day, okay? Here on Nigeria Info 99.3. And we'll bid you welcome. Thank you for joining the family. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube as we speak right now. You just type in Nigeria Info 99.3 and you'll be able to join us and, you know, get involved in the conversation on there right now. And this morning, we're talking about the new cash withdrawal limit by the CBN, Central Bank of Nigeria. We started this conversation at 5 a.m. We continued at 6, at 7:30. We continue as well. And now we're doing the home run on that topic this morning. And I'm quite sure some of our other shows today would also feature this topic as well. You're welcome to join the conversation right now. If you called earlier, please do not worry. Do not bother to call again. Let's give fresh callers the chance to call in. But you can send me messages instead, all right? I'd like to hear from you as well. If you got other points of view that you'd like to put out there. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Nice to meet you. For those who are still wondering what this conversation is all about, let me just quickly breeze through. Let me give you a summary of what we talked about in the morning. These are the facts that we know right now. Right now, you have maximum cash withdrawal over the counter stipulated for 100,000 naira per week for individual and 500,000 naira per week, you know, for corporate organizations. Withdrawals above these limits will attract processing fees of 5% and 10% respectively. So it doesn't mean that you can't withdraw more than 100,000 naira per week. That's what they're trying to say. But you can actually get more than this amount, but then you have to be ready to part with 5% processing fee. If you are a corporate organization, you'll be ready to you part with 10% processing fee. Whatever amount that you're withdrawing, you pay 10% of it as processing fee. Now, maximum cash withdrawal per week via ATM is 100,000 naira per week via ATM. You get, let's say, 20k maximum withdrawal per day for an individual, 20k per day. Now, the maximum cash withdrawal, you know, via POS as well, daily is 20k. It's the same, 100k per week, daily. Now, you don't get to withdraw 500 naira anymore from the ATMs. You don't get to see 1,000 naira anymore from the ATM starting January 9. Or you can, the highest denomination you can get from your ATM is now 200 naira. That's the highest you can get from the ATM, 200 naira. Now, this starts January 9. And I asked a couple questions. Before I go to my question, I did also say earlier, you know, that for some expenses that you like to meet as an individual and you need about 5 million or it won't be more than 5 million. But you can get up to 5 million as a person. Yeah, you can do that. It's allowed. But you have to fulfill some conditions. You have to meet some conditions, right? So one of these, you have a national ID card, a valid international passport, or a driver's license. After three, you have one. So then you must write a letter. Then you propose for which you need cash. You need senior management approval to approve that money. Where applicable, whether you need that money, you know, where you would need your managing director, you know, to approve it, then you will need an approval from that person. The last condition is that after you've met all of this, then the MD, the CEO of that your bank, must approve your withdrawal in writing. I pity CEOs, especially bank CEOs. It kind of, anyways, life is easy now, Sha. Signature is just put the letter. You have a template, and then they just copy paste, put your name. That's it. But these are the conditions that you have to meet before you can get at least 5 million naira. So, and I asked a couple of questions earlier. I asked whether, you know, if you're a business person, I mean, what's going on in your mind right now, in your head right now? Do you think it'll impact your business? I mean, how do you welcome this policy? If you're a POS operator or you have people who work for you, on POS terminals everywhere. You know, what's playing up in your mind? What are you thinking of? If you are a student or you do business on campus, I mean, what's going on in your mind right now? If you are a bricklayer or an electrician on construction sites and all of that, you know, how does it work? If you are a real estate developer, how does it work? Because I get this comment, like I got plenty of such comments this morning about, you know, how will construction, you know, site workers be paid. I think most of them said that they are paid by cash or something. I mean, if you are a developer, a real estate developer, please enlighten us whether this will affect your payment methods or not. Yeah. 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. For female callers, if you're a female, don't worry about the lines I called earlier. You know, you can call this one, 01-465-7190, for female callers only. 01-465-7190. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805. The post is on Facebook and on Twitter as well. You can watch on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 Lagos. Let's begin. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, thank God I'm able to get this number. This is the first time I'm calling the radio station. You know what I feel?
Tell me.
How I wish it is possible for everybody to leave this country. So these people, these evil people who have this country alone by themselves. Thank you.
Thank you, too. You did not connect what you said, you know, to the topic on ground. But thanks for calling me, though. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
I think whatever new policies are coming out, it is normal that we'll feel a little bit of discomfort.
Oh, I can't, I don't, what's going on with my call? I can hear you now. Please go on.
Okay, yes. I said whenever new policies come up, it is normal for us to have some discomfort because we're going to change from what we are used to to something new. However, it doesn't have to be negative. You know, we should try it first. You know, give it a couple of months and see. It might be better for it. I'm sure a lot of, you know, older generations that thought they couldn't use Android phones, a lot of them are now on WhatsApp, like they call it. You understand? So there are a lot of things that we feel we cannot adapt to, or we cannot learn, or it's going to be really tough and might not really be.
Right.
So I think everybody should just look at how it's going to be possible. And I'm also looking forward to when we'll be able to pay for downfall with our card. At least there won't be any issue if there is no change.
That day is coming, eh? In our dreams.
But why not? Why can't Nigerians be civilized enough?
It's coming.
Or organized enough for that? Look at the BRC. You have to line up to, you know, to get on the bus.
Yeah.
Before we couldn't imagine that
right.
We could comport ourselves without anybody telling us to line up.
Mm-hmm.
But at the BRC stations, I don't see any law enforcement telling people to line up.
Right.
People just get there and they line up.
And they queue up.
And they even give priority to pregnant women. And if they see that you are pregnant, ordinarily people will just let you pass.
Right.
Without anybody coming to enforce.
True. So very true.
We should give Nigerians should have enough faith in themselves that we can develop and evolve as a country,
right.
As a people.
Right.
And I think, you know, we just think it's business as usual. It will not work. Why can't you think our collective consciousness can be shifted to become better than we are? I think it's until we start thinking like that, and the government has to start. They have to put policies in place to keep us all in line. And I think this is a good one. It might look difficult now, and we are imagining, but by the time we start doing it for a year, it will become something that we are all used to. The issue of credit that you brought you brought up earlier in your discussion. A lot of people, when last have you bought credit with, you know,
right.
paper credit?
Yeah, the paper,
and
yeah.
And people that were in that business, they've moved on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
So in as much as there are some businesses that are going to be phased out, new opportunities are going
will emerge.
Even better.
Mm.
So you understand, let us take this in good faith. Let us want to enjoy the adventure and
right.
see where it leads us to.
So if
we want to change that collective consciousness as Nigerians, or everywhere we are running to, they have to go through the process of pain, you know, of that change before they are getting to where we also want to enjoy what they are enjoying.
Right. Thank
you. We don't want to put in the work.
Thank you.
We just want to get the benefit, and it doesn't work that way.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your thought. Pretty interesting. Iben Praise is here. Iben, morning to you. Morning, Iben Praise. Are you here? Let's take another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yes, my name is Ambrose. We thank God for another day.
You're welcome.
Sherry, God bless you.
You too.
You see this policy, eh? I love it. The only problem is network failure, transfer issues, and then most times, for example, the amount they charge me. You know, you just see hidden charges when you go to your app. You understand? You see 100, 200, 300, they will tell you SMS charges after they have charged you before. And then it will also, affect the POS people because it also gives them employment.
Mm.
But you see, for me, the advantages far outweighs the disadvantages.
Okay.
Because kidnappers will not be able to, hold anybody to ransom.
You think so?
See, and one of the purpose of this thing is that it will also help, to make people open accounts.
Mm.
But when everybody now has an account, that's my fear. The facilities at the banks, will they be able to contain all the transferred and failed transactions? For example, I observed that during month end, I usually have problems with my ATM and transfers. These are the things that CBN should look into. I tell you, if this policy is put in place, and another thing again, Sheriff, is that if this thing is done, they'll be able to trace people who are fraudulent.
Mm.
They will block all their accounts so that when you defraud anybody and there is a complaint, they will block the account of all of these people and they will not be able to open any account anywhere and they won't have access to cash. Sheriff, this thing is good. I just hope that the federal government will be able to encourage the banks to have enough facilities
right.
because of failure.
Let me thank you so much, Mr. Ambrose, for calling. Let me quickly address what you have said, at least some of the things that you said, because of time. I'm just going to take two of them. First is the issue of liquidity of banks. I think it's very important. Right now, you have banks with plenty ATMs in their gallery, and then, only one or two of those ATMs are working. And you're wondering what is wrong with the other ones. I mean, they're just there. And sometimes these ATMs run out of cash while people are still on the queue. And before the banks would even get to bringing cash, fresh cash to reload, it takes some time. Like, it's almost like there is no enough cash. Which we eventually now found out that, yes, we didn't have enough cash in bank vaults all across the country because the cash were being hoarded by some people. So, yes, this policy definitely would discourage hoarding. It's a good one. So maybe the problem of liquidity won't arise anymore. Maybe we'll now have, functioning ATMs, fully loaded ATMs, or let's just say loaded ATMs, in banks, gallery, everywhere in the country. Just maybe. Oh, yeah. I would have loved to address the other one, but I have somebody. Diana is waiting for us already. Diana, hi. Good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning.
Please turn off your radio quickly. Thank you.
Yes, I've done that.
Yeah.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
I'm making this call majorly because I am a POS operator.
Good.
And even at that, I understand what the government is trying to achieve with this policy. In the beginning, the POS operators might be affected, maybe say adversely, negatively, whatever way. But I'm very sure everybody will find a way around it. The idea is for us to have a limited cash in circulation.
Okay.
Would encourage transfers. I'm sure this policy doesn't affect anything, any other aspect of transactions. And I also believe that the banks also would have a lot of things to do to ensure that all the other platforms work perfectly.
Right.
For POS, instead of collecting cash, if you need to buy pepper, ensure that your pepper seller has an account number. If you need to buy vegetable, it might look difficult, but I'm sure it would work. It's a very good policy, and I think I'm fine by it.
All right.
That's my take on this, sir.
Thank you, Diana, for sharing. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir.
My name is Aaron, and I'm a consultant.
Yeah, welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, I want to talk about this policy.
Yes, please.
Now, I can't remember in the last 8 years any policy the federal government has made that is working for Nigeria. If policies are to be made, it is made just because they want to achieve something on their own path. Now, telling your wife to go to the market, you want to start transferring. I will tell you categorically, say before yesterday, somebody transferred money into my account. I had to call the bank yesterday. They now told me that it's going to be returned within a few hours. If I need to waste the time of somebody who is giving that contract, I don't know why they for them to prevent such. Now, must we have to go through everything harsh for us to know that we are in a mission? I mean, this is not good.
Mr. Aaron, thank you. Thank you. Good. Thank you for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. I really do, honestly. I think what you have raised is valid. The back end is another big issue that the CBN or the banks, I don't know who should be responsible for it really, because tech guys are leaving, they've left. They'd rather they earn in dollars or pounds, or in euros than, you know, be paid in naira. So they're leaving the banks, and the banks have been feeling the heat. There are many failed transactions, and these failed transactions are still hanging. Nobody is rectifying. Well, they tell you that they're rectifying, but I know someone who's been because of a bank. It's not the issue. The banks, yeah, it's really big. Let me go to the, WhatsApp. We haven't been to WhatsApp that much. Transactions since October 14. I was debited twice since then. I've been in and out of the bank, calling and WhatsApping their customer care to no avail. What happens when they sign up? It's a lot of question. Well, and it's a valid concern, really. It's a valid one. Okay, I think the kidnappers would start eliminating kidnapped people. We're from Igwelerin. Thank you. The policy would improve the fintech business. That's another angle to challenge fintech space. It's a big challenge to the fintech space. But then, how do we get around it when fintech people, brilliant, smart ones, are being hijacked, lured to other country, lured? I'm using Leo deliberately, intentionally, to other countries, because you can't dangle something in front of a person and say, come to my country and come and work. I'll give you work permit, or I give you permanent residence. Jackpot now, you know, that kind of thing. Let me take a few more messages before the break. Okay, so here we go with this one here that says, how much your transfer limit is still your so let me say this again for those who are still confusing these things, where this policy is mainly on cash withdrawal. Ofe gbowo yem cash, yem cash. I'm sorry, somebody should please help me translate in Hausa. Ofe gbowo ehem, you want to collect money. That's what this policy is all about. Your transfer limits are still the limits that you have, set up with your account or with your bank, whatever it is. So transfer limits are still transfer limits. But for cash withdrawal, this is the official one. 8:23. Whew. Should we take one call before we head out? Let's take one more call before we head out. Morning to you. Morning.
I really wanted to do something.
Okay.
You know, they told me that I'm going to pay 50,000 for all time.
Okay.
So then I went to the bank there for emergency. I mean, the CBN governor, they need to look carefully.
Everybody wants to have to work. For instance, and pay money for transactions to do that online.
There are sometimes you do transaction and the thing will just hang.
And that's a problem. You know, I know.
When
I know.
You don't, when you want to pay for something and the person that wants to give money have not seen the money.
Yeah. They will not render service. They won't render service.
They will not.
I know.
Somebody is dying.
I know. It's a big concern. I agree with you, my brother. I agree with you completely. It's you're expressing a genuine fear. because it's what we've been talking about all morning, the back end aspect of all of this, right? So you're right there in the hospital, you want to access care, but you can't access care because the money you've transferred to the account of the hospital hasn't reflected yet. Come on, man. Yeah, no, that's not good enough. It's not good. It's not like you don't have the money. It's not, like you're not even paid. You've paid, but then it's not reflected yet. Nobody will answer you. Yeah, the back end still, you know, a major concern. 8:26 counting. Let's head out. We'll take this break. When we return from this break, Lagos will continue to talk some more on this new cash withdrawal limits by the CBN. Stay here with us. Nigeria Info. It's 8:51 from our studios. I am Sheriff Quadri. That's our show this morning. Thank you all for being a part of it. Not to worry, we'll continue driving this conversation as much as possible on our other shows, so you're well covered to continue with this conversation on the new cash withdrawal limits by the CBN. All right, we got shows coming up right now. What's Up Lagos? We also have Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu at 9. We have Sunnyside much later on. So these are shows that are designed to drive such conversations. Yeah, I'm Sheriff. I'm Sheriff Quadri on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Just type Sheriff Quadri and we'll engage. I'll see you tomorrow at 5 a.m. Generation, how could we let our little boys become rapists, and how could we let all of our love just